Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
I need you to understand this study by Google. It's called the Zero Moment of Truth study. Google did an incredible study into the buying behavior of people. And what they found is that as people go through their significant buying decision-making processes, that they make decisions at different times in that journey. And before people will spend a significant amount of money, they're doing their research. So people are researching you right now that you have no idea about. So what is your web presence like? What is your brochure like? What is all the paraphernalia that's out there like right now? Does it support your sales process or is it fired out there at will? Shotgun, scattergun approach. So what this study shows is that the average person, before they make a significant buying decision, is they will spend 7 hours and 11 touch points going through the buying decision-making process before they will commit the money. Our job is to rack up 7 hours and 11 touch points of interaction with them before asking for the sale. And again, intuitively, if we use the dating analogy, this makes sense. We would all date for more than 7 hours and 11 interactions with someone. So we need to make sure that we're asking people to make a decision once they have spent enough time and knowledge to get to know us and have an understanding and knowledge about what we're about. We've already mentioned buying versus selling, but what we really need is for people to take the biscuit from us, not for us to push it upon them. And we do that with some questioning and understanding what it is that they're after, and we do that by uncovering their emotional and psychological needs. We need to have the patient get comfortable with us. We need them to know who we are and that we get them. They understand me. And equally, we want them to understand us. Touched on the systematic approach of things, and of course, it's about putting in place one block at a time. So let's look at this buying decision-making process. You've got a patient or a customer or a client, depending on what industry you're in, that is satisfied. There is no problem. When there is no problem, there is no sale because patients will buy things to solve a problem. Let me reiterate that again. Patients will buy things to solve a problem, and that's it. That's it. Now, sometimes we need to highlight that problem because, as we all know, patients will come in believing that their oral hygiene and state of oral health is amazing. And we look inside and think, oh my God, when was the last time you picked up a toothbrush? So we need to have that education process built into that. But we need to then bring awareness to the problem. So once the patient is aware of the problem, they then get to decide whether or not they're going to do something. And they go through this process of weighing things up in their mind. Do I act on this or not? And of course, they're looking for information to evaluate their options against a set of criteria that they typically have in their head and they don't always communicate. And that's like trying to date someone who has a mental checklist. A mental checklist of who they're looking to attract, but not communicating. And patients don't always tell us what they're looking for. Then ultimately, we want them to choose you. So when it comes to deciding, they need to weigh up the decision of buy or don't buy based on the seriousness of the problem versus the cost of the solution. And understand that cost comes in different forms. It comes in monetary forms. It comes in time forms. It comes in emotional concerns and perhaps even fear forms. Cost comes in all different shapes and sizes. And what they're doing as they go through this is they are mentally doing the weighing up process. So understand that as we're talking, they're evaluating and weighing up things. And one of the reasons that we're going to be moving from a verbal to a visual model is because as we're talking, as I said earlier, they're thinking in pictures. And if we don't control the picture, they can come up with any random picture. So we need to insert the picture for them. So understand this process. Now, as we go through this, equally understand that there are mistakes that commonly get made when it comes to selling and sales in dentistry. The first one is not understanding the buying decision-making process, or even worse, not respecting the buying decision-making process. It's forcing ourselves onto someone before they're ready for it. Not diagnosing comprehensively is a killer. And I had my first job out of the Navy. I've shared this story. I had my first job out of the Navy. In the Navy, we'd do all this treatment. No one paid for it, so you just do what you like. Right? What they need is what they got. And so my first job in the Navy back in Canberra, had a guy come to see me. He really needed a full mouth rehab. And he came in with his jeans cut off. He had the builder's bum crack, you know, seeing more than I really needed to. He had his Ugg boots with his big toes poking out. And so at that time, I presented to him an amalgam overlay solution, which is amalgam was a bit more popular back then. I did not present a comprehensive treatment plan to him. He went out and paid for that with his platinum Amex. And I had assumed, based on his appearance, that he wouldn't or couldn't be interested in the higher-end solution. So I didn't give him the opportunity to make that choice. And ultimately, yeah, the amalgam rehab was okay, but he would have been much better off with a more comprehensive solution. I made that decision for him. So for me, it's whatever treatment I'd give my mum is what I recommend. Okay? And try to take the emotion out of it and just recommend it. Another problem is not actually asking for the sale or asking too quickly. So you've got to have that emotional intelligence to judge where the person is in their buying decision-making process. Not having a process at all and then not testing and measuring. The only way you'll improve is if you measure.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.